Bye.
Oh man, so we're finally here at WPS Championship. I'm sure it's been a long 2 weeks for you guys not to step on the field against another WPS opponent. How have the 2 weeks been for your club? How's training gone? And do you feel like you're still sharp and ready to go tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been good. You know, it's hard to have a bye, but at the same time, it allowed us to get a little more rest. We trained really hard last week and then tapered a little bit more this week. So hopefully we'll be feeling pretty fresh and just excited to play. I think, you know, the time away has really made us just really hungry, so, and hopefully we can get our flow and just play to our capabilities.
Have any of the players who were on the Sole last year and were in the same situation addressed the team about it at any point?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. That's definitely something we discussed about, you know, staying fresh, staying, you know, mentally, like, you know, you have that break. You do want to make sure you're still mentally, like, into it and hungry and not really lose anything by having that break. We definitely talked about that and, like, you know, how much time should we have off? How much time should we be practicing? How hard should our practices be? And just, you know, we kind of discussed that to try to find the best solution. So, yeah, hopefully that went well.
Have you been watching the playoffs?
Yeah.
How does it feel as a team going up against another club that has had two 120-minute long games just to get here and the travel? Does that give you confidence feeling like maybe we can jump on them early?
I mean, you know, a final, it always, everyone's going to be just giving everything they have. And we saw from last year, you know, like New Jersey had the same situation, but, you know, they did really well anyway. So I think, you know, it is good we're going to be a little more rested, but, you know, we just have to make sure that we are really, you know, just playing as hard as possible and really just coming out here and giving everything we have as well, you know. Because as we saw last year, you know, even tired legs, you can get over that if you want it bad enough. So we're aware of that.
Do you remember where you were for last year's final and what you were thinking about at the time?
I think I was home watching with my boyfriend at that point. I think we were actually, yeah. I mean, I just remember.
Home here or home San Diego?
In San Diego, I think, because we were done pretty early last year. I think I was just watching, you know, it was exciting to see the first championship game. It was exciting. I had a lot of friends on both those teams and was just kind of interesting to see, you know, the first WPS championship. It was really a cool thing and made me hungry for this year, you know, seeing that I'm like, I want to be there next year. So.
What's different about this year's team from last year?
Some
of it is obvious.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that have changed. I think, you know, we have some new personnel. Albertine did a really great job just, you know, getting some really, really good players this year that have brought some, you know, Marta is just unbelievable. So that's been really great. But I think we're just especially close this year. We really have a great chemistry on and off the field, spend as much time together as possible just because we want to be together. You know, we're always hanging out, doing whatever when we're not at practice. So it's just been really great to, you know, have that team camaraderie and friendship.
Do you think that the struggles last year, that it worked in bringing you guys together rather than pulling you apart?
I think so. I mean, last year was great too. We got along really well last year. I just think, you know, this year we've kind of learned from our struggles last year, learned how to, you know, deal with different things and prepare in certain ways. And I think those of us that were from last year's team came to this year with like an even stronger desire and understanding of what we went through last year and that we didn't want to do that again.
What specifically do you feel like you and the back line have to do against A-Rod and Tina DiMartino and the offensive unit that Philadelphia has to be successful?
Yeah, I mean, Philly's got a great offensive unit. A-Rod's speed is definitely something we always have to be really aware of. Just, you know, watching her getting in behind, she makes smart runs and her, you know, trying to play make and whatnot. So we just have to really always keep our eye on A-Rod. Tina's really crafty, plays good balls in, so I think us, you know, shifting up on her and also getting some help from our midfield because she kind of, you know, shifts around a little bit and is kind of, you know, in different spots. So I think all of us just being really aware of their different personalities, it's important.
Last year you guys did not score many goals. How much easier is it this year to play in back knowing that there's a lot more likelihood that there's going to be goals coming?
Yeah, I mean, it just takes a little bit of pressure off. You know, I feel like last year and you never want to let in a goal, but, you know, last year it's like if we let in a goal, there's a little bit of this feeling like, oh man, you know, it's just, oh. But this year, you know, I mean, things happen, and I always have confidence in our forwards, you know, and that's just a great feeling to have.
How good is Allie Riley? What has she brought to you guys?
Allie's awesome. I mean, she's such a great defender, so much speed, but just her attitude on the field. I mean, you can see how hard she just works up and down the line, offensively, defensively, and off the field and on the field. She's just a positive, like, you know, energetic, nice person, and it's just really great to have her. And I knew her from Stanford, you know, so that's just a good friendship to have here as well.
Do you think she knows how good she is?
Probably not. You know, I think she's a very humble person too, you know, so she probably is just enjoying the experience. And yeah, you know, I don't think you really think about that too much as a player.
Do you ever think that she played for New Zealand has probably helped in her development, but if she hadn't played for New Zealand, you know, he'd be calling her up now?
Probably, yeah. I mean, she'd definitely probably get some looks, so.
It's kind of too bad.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think she's very proud to play for her country and has a lot of allegiance to New Zealand, you know. So you never know what could have, would have happened. It's hard to say.
Who's the best dodgeball player on this team?
Albertine was really good.
Is that why he decided to play? Because he's
probably he knew he had a strength in that area. I'm trying to think. Who was really good? Sink was pretty good. Nikki Cross and Barney were really good. Barney's good with their hands, and Nikki Cross could just, like, chuck the ball so hard.
No injuries from the dodgeball?
No, we were good. Oh, okay.